Peace, power, and blessings, everyone. My name is Marcus Brown. I am the Black Financial Advocate, and I want to welcome you to the Know Your Worth podcast. This podcast is a special project of mine. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, and I want to start off by welcoming you to this journey. I want to start off by congratulating you as well on investing in yourself. I want to salute you for being willing to listen to something that you may not have heard before or something that you actually did hear, but in a different light. I want to come to you from the perspective of a melanated person, or some of you may prefer, as a Black person, more specifically, as a Black man, more specifically, as a member of the Black community here in the West. Now, this message is not just meant for African folks of African descent here in the United States. This is meant for my brothers and sisters all over the world. So with that, I give you welcome. I greet you with the power of our ancestors, and I hope that this journey will be something that you will remain plugged into for as long as it takes for you to have financial fitness, financial freedom, and financial self-determination, which leads me into why I'm actually doing this podcast. I want to formally introduce you to the Know Your Worth podcast by simply saying this. This podcast is designed to empower, educate, and enable melanated people to take control of their personal finances and develop financial power to transform their thinking and their action into a collective effort to invest and rebuild the Black community worldwide into one that perpetuates financial self-determination, financial self-sustenance, financial self-healing, and fiscal responsibility. In this episode, I want to focus on what I call financial headquarters. In order for this journey to what I call financial fitness to occur, you must get your mind right. You must take care of what I call headquarters. You have to understand how to operate in the 6 inches between your ears. Because your financial fitness will never be achieved if your mind is not financially fit. Now, I'm going to relate financial fitness to physical fitness. Some of you might have already been thinking that in some way or shape or fashion. It's like, okay, how am I going to get in shape financially? How am I going to get buff? How am I going to get ripped? How am I going to get lean? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to look into that from a financial perspective. And it's my honor to take you along this journey. Now, I want to give you a heads up. This podcast will not be like any other podcast that you have ever heard. And I'm going to warn some people. If you are not melanated, if you are not Black, this podcast is not for you. I'm going to say that again. If you are not melanated, if you are not a melanated man or woman, if you are not Black, this podcast is not for you. It's nothing personal. There's no hatred involved. This is not a racist slant because Quite honestly, as a melanated man, I can't be racist. I don't have a system or infrastructure to impact anybody's life or control anybody's life in any way, shape, or fashion. So by definition, I can never be racist. I can be bigoted, I can be prejudiced, but I cannot be racist. That being said, I will say it one last time. If you are not melanated and you are listening to this podcast, hit the stop button now. This is not for you. And I understand that there'll be a lot of people from time to time that will jump in and try to find out what's being talked about and what's being discussed. Because quite honestly, brothers and sisters, we are being watched all the time. There's something special about you that draws the attention of the world. If you don't know that by now, you're going to find out on this journey known as the Know Your Worth podcast. But I digress. I wanted to get that out of the way because it's important that if we get our minds right, we need to clear ourselves. We need to clear our minds of the distractions that will come. You're going to have apprehensions. You probably already triggered in some way or shape or fashion by something I've said by now. And you know what? That's fine. You may be dismissive and look at this like, oh, this guy's trying to say something deep and trying to reinvent the wheel. No, actually, I'm not. Truth be told, I'm going to reference material from some very powerful black financial experts. One in particular, I'll tell you who that is in a future episode. But we need to deal with the mindset. We need to deal with headquarters, like I said. What is mindset? What does it mean to have a mindset? What does it require for you to have a proper mindset? Mindset is the habitual or characteristic mental attitude that determines how you will interpret and respond to situations. Let me read that again. Mindset, a habitual or characteristic mental attitude that determines how you will interpret and respond to situations. We have to develop a mindset when we want to deal with our financial fitness. In order to develop financial fitness, we have to take care of headquarters. In order to take care of headquarters, we need to have a mindset. How does that relate to finances? That's the question. How does all this relate to finances? How do I know my worth when it comes to my finances? Well, the avenue, the corridor, the path to that mindset is dealing simply with the truth. You see, brothers and sisters, if we are to really establish a true financial mindset, we can't lie to ourselves. I want you to do that. Stop lying to yourself, especially when it comes to this. When it comes to your money, stop lying to yourself. Well, how do you lie to yourself? You lie to yourself about how much you make, how much you earn. You lie about how much money you have in the bank. You lie about how much money you have in your pocket or walking around with or have access to. Now, it's not something verbal that you say. It's the way you act, right? You ride around in cars you can't afford. You buy clothes you really can't afford to try to impress people that you don't like with things that you can't afford and don't need. That's how you lie to yourself. But there's something deeper than that. There's something bigger than that. We lie to ourselves about how much we want. It's easy to sit up here and say, you know what? I want a lot of money. I want to be paid in full. I want to be banked like Hank. I want it all. I want to stack it like you like it. I want stacks and racks on deck, right? All the vernacular, right? We want all that. But have you ever put an actual number on that? Have you sat down and actually, with what I call financial intelligence, broke down and came up with a number that says, I want to leave behind this much money? Have you ever done that? Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, I bet that most of us have not. We don't think this way. Because if we think wealthy, instead of thinking with a poverty mindset, our financial presence and power would be much different as a community. And I'm talking about amongst the wealthiest group of melanated people on the planet. I'm talking specifically to Black people in the United States. It's amazing to see how much money we waste. It's been said that our collective spending power, meaning our collective disposable income, or income that, you know, whether we have excess or whether we just straight burn it anyway out of just need or not need, but out of want, it has been said that our spending power, our disposable income, in other words, the way we spend money on goods and services, can be equated to the gross domestic product of the 11th largest financial country in the world, 11th largest GDP financially in the world. In other words, we spend collectively as a Black community about as much as the gross domestic product of the country of Spain. I think that's number 11. It might have changed over the last several months of this recording. But we spend almost as much as some European countries use to operate their day-to-day existence as a country. Government, salaries, all that stuff. Think about that. Think about that. With the money that we're spending on Air Jordans and Mercedes Benzes and all these things that we say we want and all these things that we want to floss around with, we could build a nation. We could build institutions. We could have schools and hospitals and grocery stores and banks of our own. Think about that. You got to deal with the truth about your finances. Let's zero it into us individually. We need to know what we know, meaning our accounts and our expenses. And we need to know what we don't know. Like what are our investments, for instance, our 401ks, if we're employed, our independent accounts, if we deal with an investor outside of the workplace or outside of a corporate setting, what kind of investment vehicles do we have and what are they actually earning? How are they set up? How do they work? What am I actually able to make liquid? What can I take out? What can I use today if I can? What can I leave to my children? What can I leave to my spouse? Dealing with the truth of your finances is dealing with and focusing on one question. Is my house in order financially? Do I know where every dollar that comes into my life is going? Do I know, am I aware of every dollar that comes into my life, that comes into my world? Am I aware of every amount, every ounce of profit or income that comes into my world? whether it's your bank account, whether it's cash in hand, whether it's a credit transaction if you're in business, whether it's a inheritance, whether it's a contract that you're cashing in on, that someone's, you know, paying for your services, again, if you're in business, whether it's a bonus maybe from your job if you're employed. Do you know what's coming into your house, and do you know what's going out of your house? Do you have a financial action plan in order? Marcus, what's a financial action plan? A financial action plan is nothing more than a budget. But think about how you responded when I said financial action plan, and think about how you responded when I said budget. You got to be truthful about how these things make you feel. This is a part of dealing with headquarters. Is your house in order? What are we doing here? We are developing our financial identity by telling the truth about ourselves. We need to stop lying about who we are on all levels, really. But in this assignment, I am talking about finances. We need to know who we are. Why? Because we are financially enslaved. I don't have enough time on this podcast to tell you how much we are enslaved and how we are enslaved. But I'll give you a clue. If you ever look up, go to usdebtclock.org. I believe that's the site. And you'll look at the national debt clock and you'll see how fast that bad boy is spiraling up. And I want you to hold your hand, your melanated hand, next to that debt clock. Pick any part of the debt clock, because they have different clocks for health expenses and things like that. Just put your hand up against the screen, next to the screen, and look at it. And tell yourself that I am contributing to this. And I want you to think about how that makes you feel. We need to deal with our financial identity. We have to understand that we fall into one of three categories during the course of our lives. When we deal with our financial identity, we are either consumers, which is what we are 95% of the time, based on studies on how we spend and how much our net worth is as a community, which is scary. We are the consumer, an investor, which basically is having your money work for you. So if you're a consumer, you work for money and then you spend it, right, on goods and services. If you're an investor, you learn how to make your money work for you. And then there's the builder. The builder uses systems or has systems in place to make money and to make people work for them. And through the prospect or the mindset of a builder is where you create that generational wealth. That's where your net worth changes, brothers and sisters, in this stage called the builder stage. My mission is to bring us out of the consumer phase and into the investor and builder phase. But we have to be truthful about the fact that we're consumers. We have to be truthful about how we want to be investors. We have to be truthful about how we want to be builders. What do I mean by how? I don't want us to focus on the how. I want us to focus really on the what. What does it mean for me to be an investor? How much money do I want to invest in my life, in my family's future? And then how much do I want to build an empire? How much money would it take for me to be able to pass it down to my grandchildren, right? Scripture says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So we need to be thinking two generations out. That's what builders do. As consumers, we're thinking about here and now. We're thinking about 20 seconds in front of us, 30 seconds in front of us, or 30 minutes, which is more proper, because that's how long a black dollar stays in a black community. And that's as simple as going from your pocket to somebody else's hands that don't look like yours. That's a crying shame, but we got to change that. So as I bring this episode to a close, I want you to know the truth about your financial situation. Who are you? Establish your financial identity. Understand that you are of value. Your mindset has to change in order for you to grow in that value. But you've got to know your worth. And in order for you to know your worth, you got to know the truth about where you are today financially. At the end of every one of these episodes in this podcast, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. And so today's homework assignment in that mindset will be simply to take an account of your accounts. I want you to go and get a nice notebook or a journal or something like that and dedicate it strictly to finances. You can call it your financial fitness notebook. And I want you to write down all your accounts. How much money is in my bank account? Checking, savings, IRA, different investment vehicles, whatever you have. You know, 401k, Roth IRA, whatever. And then review your bank statements. Why do I want you to do that? I want you to review your bank statements, and you don't have to go back a year. You can just go back at least 3 months. The reason why you want to do that is because you need to know the truth about how you spend. And you need to understand how you categorically fit into one of these descriptions of the financial identity. You need to see how either you are a consumer, an investor, or a builder. So for your homework assignment, again, take an account of your accounts. Write down all of your accounts that you have. Whether they're investments, whether they're active, checking, savings, things like that. Be mindful of all of that. And you can include insurance if that's what you're drawing money off of certain insurance vehicles from time to time. Also, review your bank statements. Go back 3 months and just review your financial activity. That does it for this episode of the Know Your Worth podcast. My name is Marcus Brown. I am the Black Financial Advocate. I look forward to working and growing with each and every one of you. And with that, I wish you peace, power, and blessings.